the English and Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How you doing?
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
And hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. In this episode, we're going to talk about our training, the ongoing program that we have for the unarmed and for the weapons. So stay tuned. Okay, so let's start with the unarmed training that we have over at the English Martial Arts. Well, we are concentrating mainly on self-defense rather than any kind of sporting applications. So our training will be slightly different to, well, in fact, quite a bit different than the people who train for combat sports such as MMA, because they train an enormous amount of time to become very athletic and to fight in the cage. That is not what we're doing. So we're concentrating a lot on takedowns, stand-up, and some ground fighting. Just enough to hurt the person so that we can get back up again in case there's more than one person. And if we're lucky enough to take the person on before the other person or persons come around the corner. So, to start off with, we starting with a hands-based system, which is exactly what the bare-knuckle system is, as taught by the English martial arts. And we use a long guard, and we also use the short guard as well for infighting. The long guard we use, you can see in the English martial arts book by Terry Brown, and you can also see it in use on our video channel, the English Fighting Arts YouTube channel. And it really is to give us a right amount of distance away from our opponent. It helps us, gives us more time to think and to apply what we know how to apply. Now, of course, that kind of situation can end in less than a second. So you keep them away, bang, they're in. So you use a short guard, you cover up, and you're throwing hands from there. Now, for our close-in fist fighting, we use lots of uppercuts, body hooks, head hooks, elbows, headbutting, knee attacks, etc. So we're trying to cover all ranges, from the long kicking range to the short range, because we kick with a push kick, a front kick, and we have purring kicks into the shins, knees, calves, using the toes, using the sole of the foot to stomp and stamp. So we're pretty much trying to cover all ranges, and I think we're pretty much doing that. Next come throwing techniques and takedowns. Now, we're particularly conscious of being taken down when we do a takedown. The only time we go down when we do a takedown is when we mean to go down with the person. So we concentrate a lot on ankle picks, throws like the cross buttock. We also use trips and reaps. So getting the person down is one of the things we're concentrating on. So we move from the hands with fist work, elbows, knees, kicks, stomps, to throws or takedowns such as ankle picks, single leg, double leg takedowns. And then when we deliberately go down, we have the leg locks where we can destroy the Achilles tendon. We have other things such as arm bars. But also, I forgot, when we're standing, we also have chokes. We also use a cross face, and we use face locks as well as chokes and strangles. So unarmed-wise, we've pretty much got a curriculum that works. So we're building on that, and as I've said before, we're trying to cover all ranges, and so far we've managed to do that purely with the bare fist style that we teach in the English martial art. We're also starting up our body conditioning regime again. And when I say body conditioning, I don't mean the exercise of conditioning your body. I mean the actual hitting things to make your certain parts of your body more resistant to pain and to allow you to hit with those parts and to cause more damage to the attacking opponent. Now, we're doing all this up at our new training area, which is Kingsbury Barn in St. Albans. So if anybody wants to come along and train, your first lesson's free, and everybody's welcome. Now on to the next part of our training, which is our weapons arts. Now, over the past couple of months, most of our students have invested in armor class swords, the beaters especially, because they are so tough and so good and so well balanced. It makes life a lot easier when you're sparring or doing your actual technique. So we have medieval style single hand swords, bucklers. We also have 17th century basket hilt swords. So we've pretty much covered everything, saxes as well. So our weapons training is really, really moving on. So the program for the weapons, learning the weapons, is we start you off with cudgel and quarterstaff, learning the basics from footwork to the body mechanics, right down to how to hold the weapons for safety. So when you first start, as I said, the weapons will be cudgel and quarterstaff, and you'll be taken through everything I just explained, as well as the basic stops or blocks, and the techniques. So there's 10 techniques for each weapon, as well as there's an extra 5 for the grips that you'll be learning while you're doing the cudgel. With quarterstaff, there are 10 techniques as well that you'll learn, and there are also fixed forms that we do so that we can practice all the moves in one set of movements, which makes the learning experience easier and more fun. The next podcast from this channel will be after Christmas and in the new year. And the new weapons and unarmed regimes will be starting proper from the new year. So anybody who wants to learn weapons or unarmed, please give us a call from our website. And you can get in touch with either myself or one of our other advanced students, and they'll be able to give you all the information you need, how to get there, what equipment to bring, what clothes to wear, and hopefully you'll come along and have a really good fun training session with us. So that's it for this episode of the podcast, and hopefully you'll tune in next time for some more information from the English Martial Arts YouTube channel. Thank you, and bye.
Listen to us, 'cause we listen to you.